Dr. Fischel was an expert. He was a political scientist and an expert on East Asia. He was doing research, and Ziem was over in Japan, actually, basically looking for political support for his cause, his kind of non-communist cause in the war against the French. So they met there and hit it off. Fischel was a pretty committed anti-communist, and he really liked what he saw from Ziem. So he invited him to the United States, and Ziem spent some time during his travels in East Lansing in 1953.
And at some point, Dr. Fischel actually even moved to Vietnam.
That's right. He moved to Vietnam. He was there for most of the second half of the 1950s, back and forth. He was the director of the fairly large program of technical assistance that MSU headed at that time.
At some point, the South Vietnamese president was overthrown and assassinated. What was the response from Dr. Fischel then, and where was he at that time?
My sense was he was pretty shocked, like many Americans who were deeply involved in Vietnam. The technical assistance programs had actually ended a couple years before, partly due to a kind of growing tensions between Ziem and Fischel over the way that Ziem was running the government. So Fischel came back more or less permanently in 61 or 62. He was nevertheless really still shocked, and he'd known this person for a long time and still believed that despite all of his shortcomings that he was the best fit for the job of leading South Vietnam.
Let's talk about the archives, because you can actually see pictures of Professor Fischel, you know, arriving in Vietnam with his family.
Yes, coming off the plane, being greeted by dignitaries in Vietnam. It is a fascinating collection that really documents the ins and outs of the whole time period where Michigan State was providing the technical assistance that Charles talks about. And so what we have is a representation of both the MSU's records from the administrative standpoint, as well as the records from the professors and the kind of on the ground work that they were doing. It's a really fascinating collection. And one that we wouldn't have nowadays with the digital environment, it would be hard to duplicate something like this.
Why was Michigan State University so involved in South Vietnam?
Well, it really started thanks to this relationship between Ngo Dinh Diem and Wesley Fischel. John Hanna also had strong connections. John Hanna was president of the university at the time, strong connections to the Eisenhower administration. Michigan State was also at the time rapidly expanding its sort of realms of expertise, starting to look like what it looks like now, which is a university where you can study pretty much everything.
What is the most interesting thing to you that's in the archives?
I think there are some really interesting historical material about Vietnam, the country, and how the agriculture and how people lived, and, you know, really good statistical quantitative information. But what really excites me as a person, I think, is more the images, the moving images, and the ties to average people. So recently, 2 years ago, we had a family come in that was looking for material on their grandmother who had worked at MSU. And it turned out she was a librarian who had gone to Vietnam in the 50s and worked as part of this project as a librarian. And there was really fascinating information in the collection.
So Cynthia, where can people find the archives, and what will they see once they get there?
The site itself is vietnamproject.archives.msu.edu. And in it, you'll find 80,000 documents, photographs, some audio and film.
Dr. Charles Keith, historian on modern Vietnam and author of the book Catholic Vietnam, A Church from Empire to Nation. And Cynthia Gearing, director of the MSU Archives, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.